You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. We've all heard about the struggles that many African-American boys face nationwide, getting suspended and expelled from school, losing faith in themselves, winding up in trouble. It's known as the school-to-prison pipeline. Well, girls of color, particularly black girls, grow up with similar challenges and biases in the classroom. They're kicked out of school at higher rates than other girls. Quite a few wind up in jail. But in Oakland, these girls are starting to get the kind of targeted attention that advocates think they need to believe in themselves and to thrive. A novel school program for girls only recently held its third graduation ceremony. Education reporter Lee Romney brings us the story of one of its teen students and what this innovative school means to her.
This is awesome. Congratulations, graduates. We are all so proud of you.
In a crowded meeting hall in Oakland's Preservation Park, five teenage girls are about to receive their high school diplomas from a new program called Emerge.
So please help yourself to some food in the back, and then we'll get the program started just in a little bit. Thank you so much.
This graduation starts with a feast, a long buffet table with catered platters of barbecue chicken, candied yams, and greens.
My name is Florida, and I'm 16 years old.
She's beaming in her black cap and gown with a colorful flower lei around her neck. We're only using Florida's first name because she's involved in the legal system.
I was in and out of jail. So, like, you know, my grandma wouldn't have thought, like, this day will really come how it came. Like, I don't know, I just feel so proud of myself because it's like I've been through so much.
Florida came to Emerge this past February, and for the first time in years, she excelled at school. She's only 16, but she finished all the graduation requirements in a matter of months. She wants to go to a four-year college, but first, she'll take next year off to work, help her grandmother, who raised her, and get ready for the SATs.
And what is your GPA?
3.97. I wish it was a 4.0. I need three more to get up to a 4.0, but I'm there.
Her favorite subject is history, and she's got big plans.
Yeah, of course. I want to become a lawyer. I've been dreaming of that since my grandma said I was seven, telling her I wanted to become a lawyer, going to the library, getting the biggest books, all the law books. And I want to help kids also, like an attorney, but like working with kids.
To understand what a big deal this is, it helps to know a bit about Florida's difficult relationship with school. Back in grade school, her teachers crafted a special education plan for her. But it wasn't for a learning disability. It was for emotional disturbance because her behavior was so disruptive. That plan was supposed to get Florida the support she needed, but school was a disaster.
They didn't have patience for me. They thought that I was a bad kid, a bad person.
She was expelled from eighth grade, and at the next school, things just got worse. She says she felt disrespected and misunderstood.
I wouldn't do my work. I would walk out of class. It got to the point I started throwing their computers outside the window. I just got so angry because it's like, it felt like I have not learned anything. Like, it felt like my brain is more fried than it was before.
Florida hated school. She says she was running with a rough crowd. At first, it was about fun, but it landed her in lockup.
As a kid, I don't know, as a female, young female, like, in this nowadays, all that matters is boys, money, drugs. You know, that's all that matters to females nowadays.
Kelsa Sneed is executive director of the Mentoring Center, the nonprofit that runs Emerge day to day. She says pretty much all of their students have experienced trauma.
A number of the girls are commercially sexually exploited. Or at risk of being that. A lot of the girls are, have difficult family circumstances. A lot of them can't go home or don't have a home to go to.
The goal of Emerge, she says, is to create a healing learning environment for them with tons of support. Being away from boys helps the girls let their guard down. Sneed and a small group of advocates created the program to respond to the needs of girls of color. Education researcher Monique Morris was among them. She was interviewing girls in juvenile hall for her book, Push Out, The Criminalization of Black Girls in Schools. And she was convinced the whole approach at schools was pretty much upside down. Here she is, speaking to KALW's Your Call 2 years ago.
Oftentimes, as educators, we'll enter the classroom and say, these are my rules, deal with it, instead of saying, okay, what do you need to be present today, right? What do you need to be an effective learner? We don't often engage that question from the very beginning. I have found that when we do that, particularly with girls, with Black girls, they respond because they feel that you see them.
Federal statistics show that compared to other groups of girls, African American girls are disproportionately punished the most in school. They're suspended, expelled, and referred to law enforcement. And Morris says it's not necessarily because they're bad kids. Many girls she interviewed at Juvenile Hall told her they got in trouble just for asking questions.
And they were seen as being disruptive, called annoying, and their act of critical thinking was viewed as an affront to the authority of the educator.
Morris wanted these girls to have a radically different experience. So she turned to Karen Monroe, superintendent of the Alameda County Board of Education, which runs alternative schools countywide. Monroe instantly got on board and provided some funding and a teacher who could connect with these girls. It's her office that issues the Emerge diplomas.
To know who they are as individuals, not just as objects or caregivers or a girlfriend or what the media says that they should be, takes a significant amount of investment.
Emerge holds classes at Girls Inc. of Alameda County. Its downtown Oakland building is a big, modern space with tons of light. The students partake in all that Girls Inc. has to offer: mental health services, after-school leadership and college prep programs, a yoga studio, and a kitchen. But when Florida first got to Emerge, she was not thrilled.
I didn't like it because it was all females. It was nothing to do. You know, it wasn't like a school where it's noise and crowds and everything jumping. It was just quiet.
It was everything that school had never been for Florida. But soon, she grew to love it.
As I started going and cooking classes and field trips and just all these adventures, you know, my teacher she's just awesome. I don't know, she makes me want to come to school. Not even that, it's just her vibe. Like, the vibes in there are just comfortable. It's just respect. I don't know, you're getting good morning, you're getting told good morning every day, you know. I don't know, quiet for me to get my work done. And I just start feeling comfortable. And when I feel comfortable, it makes me want to stay. It makes me want to stay where I am.
Florida still has a lot of healing to do.
It's like I got a lot buried deep down inside me.
There's stuff, she says, she's just not ready to talk about. Her dad died when she was one, and her mom hasn't been in the picture much.
I think them was the two biggest things that hit me hard. And me being on my own, me having to be on my own for a year.
That was last year, because Florida's grandmother lost her apartment.
Me and my grandma, we was homeless. Yeah, we was homeless.
They split up for much of that time, and Florida says it was really rough. But just before last Christmas, her grandma found a new place. And thanks to Emerge, Florida's whole outlook is changing. I asked her what she used to think about her future.
To be honest, I thought I was going to be dead. I thought I was going to be dead before I really hit my future. That's real talk. I really thought I was going to be dead. I didn't even think I was going to pass 17, 18, just because of the things I was doing back then.
And now you're going to be a lawyer?
That's what I am going to be. That's what I will become. Yes, yes.
When the ceremony starts, Florida is first to receive her diploma.
I'm so glad. I don't know who named her Florida, but she's sunshine, honey. Let me tell you.
Randa Powell, the Emerge program coordinator, recalls getting a thick intake file on Florida, detailing her every mistake and behavioral incident. But she didn't let it get in the way of knowing the real girl.
Right. And so when I got one of those from Florida, okay? And I didn't read it.
That's right. Hello.
Oh, you didn't
read it?
No, I didn't read it. I read a little. I skimmed through it a little bit, but all that doesn't have anything to do with who she is.
Florida's grandmother is there snapping pictures and cheering. So are Florida's sisters and cousins and her boyfriend. And when Florida stands up to talk, she's elated.
I might not be proud of myself for making the decisions that I have made, but I am proud of myself. No, I will be proud of myself of becoming and overcoming and bettering myself. I'm just proud of myself, you know?
Emerge plans to stick with Florida next year to make sure she gets into college. And they're working on scaling up, knowing, seeing, and educating many more young women like her.
We're proud of you too, baby girl. You made everybody cry up in here.
For Cross Currents, I'm Lee Romney.